Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in and talk about the topic today, I'll get it out. I'm leaving that in. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have a special, quote unquote, special going on right now where we're giving quarterly memberships. We're super excited about that. People seem excited about it. And then that maybe come in and join for 3 months and take a couple months off. I personally would never leave teachhoops.com, but you have that option. And it's great. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
We just had tryouts today. So it was our first day. Literally, we went this morning and then after school. So tomorrow I'll pick my team. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we'll start Thursday.
You start this Thursday?
Yep.
That's a weird day to start on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. So I had some questions about the read and react, I guess.
Yep.
So last year I tried running the dribble drive motion and there was a lot of not moving, I guess.
Yep.
So I'm looking for more movement.
Okay.
Which is why what drew me to this. And I guess how do you just teach them one thing at a time?
I do. I layer it. So like today, even though we're in tryouts still, I'm just seeing I like doing stuff that we're going to do to see how they adjust to it during tryouts. So like today we did just the five out and pass and cut. That's all we worked on today. That's literally all we worked on. So then the next step will be pass and screen away. And the hard part about it is, and then on every pass there's movement, so you got to fill the spots. The only one that is a weird movement is when the ball's in the corner and they pass it, then they got to replace themselves usually. But then we work on the mesh points a lot. Like, so when I go and set a screen on your guy, you have three options. You can cut low, you can cut high, or you can curl cut. So we work on those reads a lot. And it's the same thing with me. After I set the screen, what can I do? I can slip. And I'll send you a recording of this. So if you don't get it all down, you just got to remind me. Send me an email. I'll just send it to you. Because James was asking. I did one of these the other day and he asked. That's why I record it. So I come and set that screen. You know, what can I do? Well, I can cut to the basket and fake the screen, not actually screen. I can screen and then pop. I can screen and what we refer to as slip to the basket.
Right.
So there's three things for each of them that they got to work on, those mesh things. And we work on them on all the spots on the floor, like the wing passes to the wing screens to the corner, the wing screens to the top, the wing. So you got to work on all those.
So you never set a ball screen.
I don't, because I don't want to bring the defender toward. Now I have sets and things where I do ball screens.
Okay.
But I don't do it within that offense. I just think it's defeating the purpose of spacing and keeping everyone wide. They will cut. Trust me, the cutting part isn't the problem. That you can teach that in a day.
Okay.
It's the other steps that take more time. It's right. The balancing the floor. It's the mesh points. Those take more time. The problem is they'll run it and they won't look at the basket either. You know what I mean? They'll pass and they won't look.
Just pass and cut to cut.
Yes. So, and that's where we do breakdown drills on that too. We'll do the pass and the cut. We'll work on the back door. So we'll set a chair up and we'll just work on backdoor cuts today. And we'll spend 3 minutes on just back with three, four or five baskets. We'll just do backdoor and we'll do pass backdoor cuts. So they get the feeling of what that back, once they score on a backdoor cut once or twice, they love it. I guess, you know, but they just don't know what that feels like. So that's the issue.
You always run it in the five out?
I do. You can run it with an inside. It's just the point of it is the spacing part of it. When I have run it, then I run it like a read and react, and I'll put that guy opposite the ball.
I don't really have a big anchor down.
You don't?
No, my tallest kid is 6'1".
So then I'd run five out. I mean, it's the perfect five out, and hopefully your bigs can step out and take a shot.
Right.
But every mesh point is basically a read and react. Like, how are you? So that's the hardest part for them is how they're not used to, first of all, setting good screens.
Yeah.
And then they're also not reading. They're not used to reading how the defender's playing them. If they're chasing you, then just curl cut and you'll get a layup. Like, those are the little things. And then we basically, once we get better at it, then we'll do drills where we'll tell them, we'll pull the screener over and go, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do this after you set the screen, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So we'll start cheating a little bit on that and make the defense do specific things too.
Okay. Another question. So when the point guard passes it to the wing, let's say pass to the right wing.
Yep.
And let's say he cuts through. So then, the opposite the ball, then the wing can either screen down or the bottom guy.
Yeah, or they're just going to fill up. They'll just fill that spot because he's cut through. They can just the baseline guy can become the wing. The wing can come to the top.
Okay. So what does the ball side bottom guy do?
He replaces himself. So he keeps that guy active. Yes.
Be cut.
And then I like, and then if they cheat, once they get that ball and they get it and no one's, and there's that movement, then they can look to attack too, because then that corner three, you'll get some corner three looks because they got to figure out who they're going to defend. Are they going to, because you're so spread out that who are you going to defend on that? You know what I'm saying? So you'll get corner threes initially, like 2017, when we kind of ran this variation, is we didn't have guys that could put the ball on the floor. It's more effective when you have guys that can put their gals that can put the ball on the floor. Because then all of a sudden one or two dribbles, it forces the defense to make some decisions, and you'll get some kicks and pops. That's what I refer to them as. But you got to teach them how to set picks. You got to teach them how to use the picks, and you got to teach them how to slip.
Defense questions.
Yes.
Okay. Last year I ran 1-3-1 quite a bit.
Okay.
The thing that killed us on was rebounding, because you're out of position.
You are, but you just got to drill the crap out of it. I mean, you just got to, to be honest with you, like when I've had great, you got to demand it. Like we got to rebound. Like everyone's got to go to the glass. Everyone's got to rebound. Cause what happens, they start cheating out. Those wings start cheating because they don't go find a body. And you tend to have a guard low, at least I do, on the bottom of the 1-3-1. So those wings are really important. We talk about hit, find, get. Like, you got to go hit somebody. Like, not literally, but
right,
hit them, find them, and go get the ball then. You know,
now, do you think you need to be super long to run a 1-3-1?
It's better. It's so, definitely better. Were you long last year?
Yeah, but not so much this.
Yeah. You can do it. You can't extend as much. I might do like a matchup or like a 3-2 matchup or something like that if I was a little bit smaller. And then maybe trap in the corners. Trap out of a 2-3. You can protect the paint area a little bit better. You can maybe get up on those 3-point shooters. You definitely the thing with a 1-3-1 is it, and I just put something new in T-Tubes on a 1-3-1 that Tom Blackford did. I think it's the last one in the defensive section. You should go look at that because he ran it really aggressively, where the middle guy sits at the top of the key or outside the 3-point line, I think.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, you can take angles away. It's just easier when you're long. You can still do it when you're short, but they can do those lobby passes that from the corner to the opposite wing easier.
Okay. So do you like the 2-2-1 press more than the 1-2-1-1, or does
The 2-2-1 is more conservative unless you run it really aggressively. And I like the diamond from the rotation standpoints a little bit better, starting it at like the dots or the free throw line, starting it back just a little bit. I we're gonna run and jump this year. I like run and jump a lot because it's pretty easy to teach and it's pretty fast, and if you got guys that are intuitive, it's not too difficult to do. But no, I like that. I like the diamond. I like extending the 1-3-1, but with your small group, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I did that last year with a lot of success.
Yeah, I like that because that's a weird look and people don't like it. Like, it looks like there's a wall there. So they freak out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
they go, oh my God, there's three people. It's like, yeah. I mean, that's why I like it as a nice change of it. It freaks even good guards out a little bit.
Yeah, my biggest obstacle is going to be the team in our district that went to state last year, and he's going to be a senior this year. And I do not know the best defense to try to.
So it's one guy?
Well, okay. So they have a really good point guard. They've got a guy that stands out in the corner and is pretty much 90% from three. So okay. If you help off of him, it's a three. And then this kid in the middle just dominates. And I don't – last year I had a bunch of kids that were over 6'3", and they couldn't even stop them. This year I'm even shorter. What would you do?
I deny the corner guy. Okay, so yeah. I'd play for him. And then I'd probably make the – I would probably triangle into those two players. And I'd make the other three beat me. So I'm not going to let the point guard beat me, and I'm not going to let the 3-point shooter beat me. I'm going to make someone else beat me. And so you're guarding him, and anytime he gets the ball, anytime the point guard gets the ball, like, he's the best player in the league probably.
Yeah.
Point guard. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anytime he gets the ball, we're going to double at some point with a triangle people. We're going to double. Okay. We're going to make him give it up, and we're going to deny the 3-point shooter. So his only job is to make sure he doesn't catch it. And if he does, he doesn't shoot a three. That's your only job. Okay. You don't have any help responsibilities. You don't have anything. That person scores, you come out. Like, literally,
got it.
And then you're basically playing man-to-man on him and doubling him. And the other three are playing a zone. And so I probably wouldn't do the inverted triangle. I'd probably put two on the block. And I'd probably put one on top.
So if you got two on the block, one on the top, and then a man on the shooter. So then anytime the post gets the ball,
you double him.
You front him with the guy that you have.
You try to front him.
and then have the person that's in the zone backside. I like that. That's a good idea. Yeah. I was almost thinking.
So what your objective is, the two, you want 4 and 5 to beat you. That's right. What you tell the guys. We want John and Sam to beat us. We don't.
Right.
These three don't beat us. If these two beat us, they beat us. Then we'll adjust the next time we play them. But these three aren't beating us. These three are not scoring more than 15 points a game and not getting more than 2 rebounds. I don't, because it will frustrate the crud out of those three. And they're still going to shoot and they're still going to blah, blah, blah. So, and then it's going to freak the other two out because they know that they're going to have to score for you to win. And you just don't want them to score layups. You want them to have to hit some shots.
Right.
Those shots get like, you get like, it's like the yips in golf. You kind of like, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. Trust me. And then all of a sudden, if 4 and 5 get in foul trouble or something like that, now all of a sudden 5 and 7 are having to beat you. It's like, great.
Like, right. Okay. Sounds good.
But you got to practice that. You can't just, that's not a diagram at halftime thing. You got to rep it and you got to sell them. You got to sell them.
We don't play that team till after Christmas break. So I can work.
Then what you do, what I've done too, is I've done that triangle in two, kind of with those rules against another opponent just to practice it before. Because, you know what I'm saying? So you find somebody in your schedule and you go, we're probably going to beat them. We're probably as good as them. But we'll do 10, 15 possessions just so I can see what it looks like.
Okay.
Maybe somebody that has a good point guard, maybe somebody that has a good 3-point shooter. We're just going to try it. And I tell the guys, I said, we're doing this. Because we can, and we can shut them down. And this team's even worse because their 4 and 5 are bad kind of thing. It will work. That will work. That's always worked. Preferably against a really bad team because no one's scouting you then. Because they don't want to see the other team.
With COVID, everyone's got those NFHS cameras.
I know, those pixelots. I know.
Nothing's a secret anymore.
Nope, it isn't.
You can sit at home and scout anybody you want, but all right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll send this. I'll get off this right now and I'll send it to you. So you can, what I said about those points and stuff. I'll send you a screenshot of kind of my rules for my offense too. I'll send that. I'll put it in the email for you.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Yep. See ya. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Hey everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, maybe go over and check out Coach Collins's other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Subscribe, like, leave a 5-star review, maybe. And then also you can go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.